with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is wheels down for Vice President Vance. He has landed in Israel now, joining Presidential Envoy Steve Witkoff and Presidential Son-in-Law Jared Kushner on their mission to bolster the Gaza ceasefire. President Trump says he will be patient with Hamas and its compliance with the terms of the ceasefire, but the president warns that his patience is not unending.
They got very rambunctious, and they did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out, and it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
The president warns Hamas it will face annihilation if it doesn't follow through on what was agreed to under the terms of the ceasefire deal. The body of another Hamas hostage has been turned over to Israel, which awaits the return of 15 more. In response to China's tougher export rules, the United States and Australia have signed a critical minerals deal.
During a White House meeting, President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Albanese hailed the agreement.
In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them.
We can continue to take what is every opportunity to improve the relationship even further.
The leaders described it as an $8.5 billion deal between allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate has voted for an 11th time on a Republican bill that would end the government shutdown, and once again, Democrats have blocked passage of the bill, so the shutdown continues, and it's now in its 21st day. Police have arrested a man accused of threatening to open fire at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 40 points. This is SRN News. California promotes the gay agenda.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law that will require all schools in the state to print the phone number of an LGBT hotline on student ID cards. The law covers schools from elementary through college. The hotline will direct kids to the Trevor Project, a radical organization that provides youngsters a platform for them to discuss their, quote, gender identities. The Trevor Project also promotes the LGBT agenda in all 50 states. Michael Harrington reporting.
A church-state separation battle is taking place in Massachusetts. An atheist group is suing to prevent the city of Quincy from setting up statues of two Catholic saints outside a new police station. The Freedom From Religion Foundation filed the suit. It has been joined by the American Civil Liberties Union and Americans United for Separation of Church and State. This is SRN News. Former NFL star, 36-year-old Doug Martin, died over the weekend after struggling with police while being detained.
Oakland police say it happened early Saturday while they were investigating a break-in at a home in Oakland. Police say Martin became unresponsive after being arrested. He was transported by paramedics to a hospital where he died. The Oakland native played in front of his hometown fans with Tampa Bay in 2012.
There was school teammates and old high school football teammates, and everybody was there. It's awesome.
Martin was named a first-team All-Pro and made the Pro Bowl after rushing for 1,400 yards in 2015. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
President Trump expressing confidence in reaching what he calls a fantastic trade deal with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Same time, Mr. Trump mentions tariffs as a negotiating tool. The president may meet with his Chinese counterpart during an upcoming trip to Asia. More details at srnnews.com.